I've already learned in the previous Mishnah that the Karban Pesach has to be roasted, cannot be cooked. Even when we're roasting the Karban Pesach, there are halachas that we have to be careful with to make sure that it's roasted on the fire. Our Mishnah begins, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Etzat Zaylin Esa Pesach. How do we roast the Karban Pesach? Now, when you roast something, so you take a pole, and you're holding whatever you're roasting over the fire. That pole is called a spit. In Lashon Kodesh, it's called a shapud. Now, normally, we would want that spit to be made out of metal. It's the most practical thing, because the last thing you want when you're roasting something is for the pole itself to catch on fire. However, when it comes to the Karban Pesach, you can't use metal. You have to use wood. Not only do you have to use wood, it has to be a certain type of wood. Once again, Zakta Mishnah, Perik Zayin Mishnah Aleph, Keitzat Zoylan as a Pesach, how do we roast the Pesach? Mevi'in, we bring, Shapud, this pole, shall remind, made out of pomegranate wood. Okay, so first of all, why does it have to be pomegranate wood? And the answer is, other woods give off a moisture. So part of the Karban Pesach is going to be cooking in that liquid that comes out of the wood, that's excreted by the wood. Pomegranate wood doesn't give off any moisture. So I know it's only cooking in the fire. Now, why can't it be metal? Metal becomes hot. And therefore, part of the Karban Pesach is roasted by the heat of the metal. And the Torah says, Sli'esh, it could only roast in the fire. Okay, so now that I have my pomegranate piece of wood, and I'm ready to roast, how do I do it? Zakta Mishnah. Teichavai, we insert it, miteich piv, first through the mouth of the animal that was obviously shechted already, ad beis nekuvasai. Now the way it's done is, the whole shechted animal is like suspended, the head and the plates of the shechita faces downward, that allows the blood to flow off. Usually these poles are thicker on one side and thinner on the other side. The thicker end of the pole has to be in the mouth. You want to make sure that it doesn't slip off. So the Mishnah advises us to thrust it from the mouth toward the back of the animal. It also has to be done in such a way, from the mouth straight through the back, we aren't breaking any bones, because you're not allowed to break any bones of the Karban Pesach. Vayter Zakta Mishnah, V'noisein es kira'av. And then we place its knees, Esbnei Meyav, and the intestines, L'toichai, inside. Divri Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Zayad Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that we take these parts of the animal and we place them inside the hole in the animal's body. And that's because the Pasuk says it has to be roasted all together. Rabbi Akiva says that won't work. Kimin Bishul is that. That's like cooking. Now basically what's happening is that the animal's body becomes like a pot. And you're putting the things inside the animal's body, and that's how you're cooking it. Now, it's not mamish cooking, but Rabbi Akiva says it looks like cooking. Ella rather, according to Rabbi Akiva, toilin chutzalai. You take the knees and the mnei mayim, and they are placed directly on the same pole, the same spit, above the head. The Bat Tanura tells us that the halach is like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned how do we roast the Karban Pesach. It can't be metal, it has to be wood, and it has to be pomegranate wood that doesn't excrete any liquid. We learned that you take the spit and you insert it from the mouth toward the end of the animal, through the animal, out the other end. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that we take the krov and the bnei meyav and we put it inside. Rabbi Akiva says that looks like cooking, rather it's on the pole above the head.